News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Children these days tend to take part in a vast array of extracurricular activities, and at some point they will turn to a parent and say, I don't want to do this one anymore. And most parents will say, well, it's tremendously important that you show consistency and dedication and stick with it, even if you would rather chew off your own foot. Well, counselling psychologist and lecturer from TU Dublin, Leslie Shoemaker, is with us to answer the question whether or not it benefits a child to force them to stick with something they don't like. Does it build resilience or does it just annoy the kid?
Both. It depends upon the situation. Thinking of a situation, I knew a young woman whose parents, when she was a kid, they put her into every activity. And by God, the pressure on the poor thing. Orchestra, swimming, this, that and everything. She'd be top of everything. This was about mummy and daddy. So she got to a certain age. She quit that swimming. She quit that violin. She quit everything. And I rather admired her because she was just saying, uh-uh.
Do we put different pressures and standards on kids than we put on adults? Because adults will only stick with something they don't like, usually, if there is a meaningful positive consequence at the end of the activity. But for kids, if they've decided, well, I don't particularly ever want to be a champion swimmer, well, why do we keep forcing them to do it?
Look, the research is inconsistent. Yes, we know it builds character. We know it teaches kids that staying power, that resilience, you know, things like team, you know, working within a team, communication, all those things. And we know the research also tells us that when kids do extracurricular activities, they do better in academics. They just do better in life because of all the different soft skills that emerge out of this. And it's great to keep kids active. But the problem is in today's society, we're signing kids up to Japanese, Chinese, this, that and everything else. And I'm going, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's slow this bus down. Kids need to be bored. Kids need downtime. Kids need that opportunity to be creative, to socialize, to, you know, just do whatever it is they're going to do. But we're now in this age of overscheduling. And forgive me, some of this is about keeping up with the Joneses.
So what does a parent do then when the child expresses a desire to quit Chinese, Japanese, chess, GA, football, soccer, whatever it might be?
I think you need to look at the situation. What's motivating the kid? Is it that they genuinely are just tired? And some of these kids, I think, are. Is it because they've just lost interest? Like we know, unfortunately, for young women with sports, when they hit puberty because of the social pressures.
Huge problem.
They quit. And it's really a shame because as somebody in a classroom, I can always tell my students who work, who do sports, because teamwork comes so naturally to them. They have this lovely confidence, especially when it comes to presentations. So it's really easy to spot those kids. And again, they have lots to talk about in their CVs when they finish. So, you know, there's so many different pressures out there. And I think it's really important to talk to the kid. And, you know, if you've paid up for a subscription for something, then I think, you know, it is worthwhile having that open, depending upon the age, conversation with the kid and saying, look, we've paid for this. We've made a commitment. They're relying on you. Let's stick with this. We can reevaluate at the end. If you don't want to do it, that's fine.
Leslie, thank you very much. Leslie Shoemaker there, counselling psychologist and lecturer in TU Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.